Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then we have the, are you involved in trying to find Lefty?
Yes.
The missing cow?
Yeah, okay. It's all over the Facebook right now.
We're talking with David Wheeler. Are you the fire chief or the chief of the firehouse? What's the title?
I'm the fire chief.
Okay.
Yep, for the town of Franklin.
Town of Franklin.
Yep.
And joining us here on Brian and Company. Thanks for joining us. The missing cow story made my day. I mean, it's just, how can you not find the stupid cow? It's a cow.
That's
he's not hiding out like on a roof, like in a closet, like he's a cow.
He's a little guy.
He's a miniature cow. Yeah.
And he's crafty. He's found a way to get around. He's in another town now.
He's in another town. I hope he doesn't get hurt or something. Like, I hope they get him back and he's okay. But it's just there isn't a more small town story than that.
I was just going to say that. Like, most Facebook town Facebook pages, they have like traffic and, you know, weather stuff. Nope, not ours. It's a lost chicken, goat, you know.
Lefty the missing
a cow.
Miniature cow with red hair. But anyway, we digress. You know, most of the people we talk to in your position, they are full-time firefighters somewhere, and then they sort of do the two-job thing. Is that your dynamic, and where do you – so you basically are on call in Franklin or help manage things here, and you're a full-time firefighter somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm a full-time firefighter in West Hartford.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
You come out here.
I live in town here. I've lived here pretty much my whole life.
Wow.
Second generation. My dad was a fire chief back in the 70s and the 80s.
So why do you do it full-time? I know the benefits are probably good in West Hartford.
Good benefits, yeah. I mean, I got my start somewhere more locally. And, you know, there's usually some contention about volunteering when you're working full time, but, where I got my start, it didn't really prohibit that. So I took a different job that was allowed me to only have to work one position instead of being a paramedic and a firefighter and work two jobs. So I can do one job and work in one place.
So basically, wow. So you live here and you commute how many days a week? So do you do like two days?
24-hour shifts. Yeah.
Wow, and so in how many years are you in?
About six with West Hartford. I had like 10 before that with the town of Mottville.
Wow, that's incredible. Was it difficult? Is the commute hard for you, or is it no big deal? Is it like 45 minutes? Or?
Yeah, and I'm there about 6 o'clock in the morning, so there's no traffic on Route 2 to get up there.
I'm familiar. I drove out this morning.
Yeah. Well, you were probably out early, so there's probably nothing.
No, I mean,
it's a nice, quiet ride.
You ever see wildlife? Like, do you ever see some funky stuff?
Yep.
What's the funkiest thing you ever seen? You ever see a moose or something?
No, just your regular wildlife.
Your deer.
You know? Yeah, it's a tough time in the morning to drive. There's a lot of activity out in the wildlife side, you know?
So I'm curious. We've run into a lot of towns that rely on volunteerism, and they say that it, you know, like you took it from your dad, right? And a lot of times that's the only way that it happens if it passes parent to child. Are you having a tougher time finding people to help?
Yeah, unfortunately we are, yeah. We're not unique to that.
No.
Every volunteer department across the state is struggling like that.
Is there a way, in your opinion, that it's cultural, right? Our kids are doing other things.
Yeah.
The culture of community is shifting. I mean, do you think there's ways we can sort of stem the tide on that?
We kind of have to change the way that we're approaching the industry, if you will. Like you mentioned, it's kind of been a family-to-family type of thing. And that's grown apart a little bit, and people are more kind of on devices. So you kind of have to grab these people in a different way that might hold their attention longer. And the sense of community and their sense of volunteering is a little lower than, you know, what it was. So we have to grab them in a different way.
You actively try to do that?
Yeah.
What are those ways? Like going to the high schools, or like what do you do?
It's tricky because we don't have a high school in our town, so they're nearby, and you know it's the town itself is tough because it's not there's not anywhere really affordable for kids for young people to live, and those are your ideal volunteers,
right?
Younger people,
right? People starting families and such.
Yep. So we've branched out to invite other communities around us that might have people interested. So if their towns either have paid departments or they don't have that opportunity, we've opened our doors to allow other communities to come join us.
And has that, you found some fruit on that tree?
Yeah, when I first joined the department here, about, 15, 18 years ago, everyone was from town. Now it's different. Now we're grabbing people from other towns.
Does that hurt response time?
Yes and no. We're trying to be a little more active about, like, putting people in the station. So creating the station to be more of like a second home for yourself, if you want to work out or watch TV or take care of the trucks.
So incentivize an overnight, if you will.
Yeah. So if we can keep people there, then the response time is better. But, it's tough, especially during the daytime. This is the busiest time of the day for the town.
Yeah.
Schools, daycares, businesses. But then, that's where a lot of us are. Most people are usually working,
right,
or at school.
We're talking with David Wheeler, who's the fire chief here in Franklin, and doubles and works in the fire department in West Hartford. From the conversation I've had this morning, it's generally demographics are a little older here. It's a small town, 1,800 people, so a lot of the calls senior related. Like, what are the type of calls you get here in Franklin?
About 73% of them are all medical related, so ambulance calls, and we do run a BLS ambulance. So that's the majority of them.
And that's just the older folks, usually? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, we have this nice stretch of Route 32 right here that accounts for quite a few car accidents. Sometimes they're minor, sometimes they're not.
When was the last? You said 18 years?
Yeah.
What sort of the stuff, what's the most intense situation you've encountered here?
We've had some things I've never thought I would see. We had a corn bin fire just earlier this year, right down the road here. Never thought I'd ever see one of those.
I mean, it was just a
silo bin full of grain on fire.
Was that arson? Like,
no.
How does that happen?
No, it's just a natural breakdown of product. Organic. It was an organic type of thing, and it
did it start popping?
Nope, that's what you would think, right?
Like, I don't know why.
It was not the most pleasant smell in the south end of town here. And it was probably, it took about almost 2 weeks to bring under control. It's a slow process to try to take care of those. I'm like, when, not my wildest dream. Did I think, I'm thinking I'm getting punked here.
Yeah, that's crazy. Why did it take so long? Because it's a slow burn type thing? Or
The silo is huge, and we have to empty it out in a very methodical way as to not lean the silo over or tilt it or crumple it, so it had to come out very in a very structured way. And then same thing with applying water to it. You don't want to put too much in, and there was a purpose for why we did stuff. We actually helped, we had bring in an expert on that type of thing, like silo bin fires. So
there's actually an expert on
he's from Iowa, I believe. So yep.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Do you Google them, or like how does that work?
We worked with the property owner on it because they're familiar with that stuff more than we are.
Right.
Like, that's a once in a career type of fire, really.
So we have Fire Prevention Week coming up. We know you have something going on October 10th. Just tell us about it.
Yep. So October 10th, we're doing an open house at our fire station. So it's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And where's it located?
5 Tyler Drive. It's right in town here, right in Franklin, right in the center.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And what times again?
6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
All right. And you just, what are you going to have on hand?
So we're piggybacking off last year. We had a chili mac and cheese and cookie contest.
Can't beat it.
So you come there, you can eat and cast your vote for the best best food. Get some bragging rights. People are welcome to enter their own stuff in, but mostly it's for us, and we invited our neighboring fire departments too to enter stuff in.
Because a good firehouse has to have some good food.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of open house would that be, you know?
That's awesome.
It's a good opportunity just to meet the firefighters there, see the equipment, and, yep. You know, if the public had any interest in volunteering, that's where I'd say come down there and talk with some of the members and pick their brains. There's literally a spot for anybody there.
And the culture is great. I mean, I've been going to pancake breakfast at the firehouse since I can't remember when, so I just think that for an adult who wants to get involved, it's a great way to get involved because it's a built-in community in and of itself. So 5 Tyler Drive on October 10th from 6 to 9. And, David, we appreciate the time. It's great to meet you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And David Wheeler, the fire chief here in the town of Franklin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.